have your Bible and turn with us. Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 13. Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 13. Maybe start reading verse number 6. Deuteronomy, chapter 13, verse number 6. The Bible said, if thy brother, the son of thy mother, or thy son, or thy daughter, or the wife of thy bosom, or thy friend, which is as thine own soul, entice thee secretly, saying, let us go and serve other gods which thou hast not known, nor thy fathers, namely, of the gods of the people which are round about you, nigh unto thee, or far off from thee, from the one end of the earth even unto the other end of the earth. Thou shalt not consent unto him, nor hearken unto him, neither shall thine eye pity him, neither shalt thou spare, neither shalt thou conceal him. But thou shalt surely kill him, thine hand shall be first upon him to put him to death, and afterwards the hand of all thy of the people. And thou shalt stone him with stones, and that he die, because he has sought to thrust thee away from the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Amen. And thou shalt stone him with stones, that he die, because he has sought to thrust thee away from the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Amen. Read that sixth verse one more time again real quickly. The Bible said here, if thy brother, the son of thy mother, or thy son, or thy daughter, or the wife of thy bosom, or thy friend, which is as thine own soul, entice thee secretly, saying, let us go and serve other gods, which thou hast not known, nor thou, nor thy father. Hey, would you stretch your hand this way one more time? Pray that the Lord would help us right here.
Precious Lord and loving Savior, my feebleness, my weakness, my inability is ever before me. I realize I can do nothing without you. I pray that you'd help us right here tonight. God, we stand in need of your touch. I pray you'd season our speech with your grace and your anointing. I pray you'd let help be received right here this morning. We thank you for the service last night. We thank you for what you're doing here this morning. In Jesus' wonderful name.
Amen. If the Lord help us for just a little while, I'd love to try to preach to us just a simple message on bad company. Amen. Bad company. The Bible talks a lot about friends. It even said of Jesus that he is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Even when Judas came to betray the Lord with a kiss that night, the Bible said that he said, friend, called him friend, whence comest thou, friend? And the Bible tells us that it's not good for anybody to be alone. Even in the beginning, the Lord told us that. That's why he made Eve, he gave Adam a helpmeet. And it talks about in Ecclesiastes, it's not good for anybody to be alone. He said that if there's two, then they're better than one. And he said a threefold cord is not quickly broken. So we realize it is so precious to have friends. It's wonderful to have friends. For the Bible even said there in Ecclesiastes that if one falls, the other will help him up. But woe to the man that is alone when he falleth, for he hath not another to help him up. And we all realize that we've got an adversary. We've got somebody that's fighting us, out to deceive us, out to knock us down. And we think of him as the thief. We think of him as that robber. We think of him as that serpent. We think of him as that wicked one, a foe, an adversary, if you will. But the Bible did say in one place that the devil himself hath transformed himself. himself into an angel of light. So we realize that I don't believe he wants us to look at him as a serpent. I don't believe he wants us to look at him as a thief. But I believe he wants us to view him as a friend. I believe he wants him to view him, wants us to see him as a familiar friend. As somebody that we can confide in. As somebody that we can talk to. As somebody that we can open up our heart unto. That's the way our adversary wants us to view him and look at him. And Deuteronomy here said, if your brother or your mother or your son or your daughter or even your wife, and then he said, or thy friend, which is as thine own soul. So that tells us right there how close friendship can get. I believe it was David and Jonathan. The Bible said that their love passed the love of women. It wasn't talking about nothing ungodly. They were just great friends. When David could talk to Jonathan, before he could talk to his wife, before he could talk to his dad, before he could talk to his mom, he could tell Jonathan things and he couldn't tell anybody else. Why? It was his friend, and they were just like their own soul. If Jonathan heard, then David heard. And if David heard, then Jonathan heard. Friendship can be a great thing. It can be a wonderful thing. But it can also be deadly. It can also be dangerous. For we will not even think twice about opening our heart to somebody we consider a friend. We will not think twice even about revealing secret things to somebody that we trust, that we confide in. For after all, a friend is not a foe. Why not talk to them? They're not my enemy. They're not my adversary. We think alike. Even we got a lot of the same things in common. They're my friend. Even I don't want to leave them. I don't want to separate them. I want to stay with them. Hang around them. But sometimes bad company is dangerous. Read just a little bit here real quickly in Jeremiah. It's a very familiar story to us. Chapter 37. The Bible's telling us about one of the kings of Israel. And the Bible said in 37 of Jeremiah in verse 15, it said, wherefore the princes were wroth with Jeremiah. They smote him. They put him into the prison house. And Jonathan the scribe, for they had made that the prison. And then it talks about Zedekiah the king. He took him out in verse 17 and asked him secretly in his house, has God given you a word? Hear me just a little while. And the Bible went on to tell us, even the Jedekiah said, I am afraid, amen, of Israel. In chapter 38, amen, down there in that chapter, Zedekiah got to telling Jeremiah, I'm afraid that Israel make fun of me. I'm afraid that Israel, amen, will poke and prod at me. If I do what you say, even I'm afraid of my friends that they'll fall out with me. And Jeremiah said in chapter 38 and verse 22, he said, my friends have set thee on and have prevailed against thee. Thy feet are sunk in the mire and they are turned away back. Hear me just a little while. It wasn't that Jeremiah or Zedekiah rather did not respect the ministry. It was not that he did not fear God. He said that he loved his friend. And he loved Jeremiah. And Jeremiah's telling him, your friends are going to be your undoing. Your friends are going to be the one that take you down. Being afraid to offend. Afraid that they'll fall out. And Jeremiah's trying to tell him, they're not really
your sins. They're leading you down a path that will be dark. They're leading you down a path that'll be full of pain. Hear me, church. There's been more people destroyed by friendship and by enemies and foes and adversaries. Even the Bible said, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. That ain't just talking about marriage. It's talking about our heart. Don't open your heart to somebody that's not a believer.
I read about a young man that got caught for a crime. He is facing some stiff sentence. And I've got what he said here when they opened up the hearing. And they asked him, do you have anything to say? This is what this young man said. He said, may it please the court, bad company has been my ruin. I received the blessing of good parents, and in return promised to avoid all evil associations. Had I kept my promise, I should have been saved this shame and been free from the load of guilt that hangs around me like a vulture, threatening to drag me to justice for crimes yet unrevealed. I, who once moved in the first circles of society and have been the guest of distinguished people, and am lost and all through bad company. Hear me just a little while. This young man is sitting in a place and he's saying, I've been the guest of distinguished men and women. My family has been in the first circles of society and I should be right there with them. My mama made me promise one thing. She said, when you get grown up, son, even avoid all evil associations. Or even the Bible said, evil communication, they corrupt good manners. It don't matter how well somebody's been raised. It don't matter how well they've been taught. We, me and you, may have not have been the guest of distinguished people in this life. We may have never met judges and rulers and presidents and mayors and things like that. But we have been in company of the most distinguished guest that has ever been known to mankind. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And many times all of that is corrupted. Even by friendship. They tell me if the dog trusts you, that he'll lay down and turn over and let you pet his stomach. Even that is a part that is very vulnerable. And if you was an evil person, it would be easy to take the life of that dog because he trusted you. And that's the way we are with friends. We reveal things to them that ought not to be revealed. And that's when they take the dagger. Hear me, Abner. Don't you trust Joab for nothing. Don't make friends with that man. He may tell you a friend. He may compliment you. He may give you credit. But he'll take the dagger out and he'll kill you. I say keep company with holy people. I say make friends with church people, and you shall live. There was a young man, grew up in a just farm town, moved off to the city to go to college and school, and you know, I was just a country boy, and we just ignorant about some things. And he got there and he befriended somebody. Kind of like that prodigal son. The Bible said he joined himself. It's one thing to work for somebody, but it's another thing to join with them. Hear me just a little while. We can't help but have conversations and meet with people of this world. Even Jesus said, I pray that you would not take them out of the world. Only keep them from the evil. Hear me just a little while. We've got to go to Walmart sometimes. We've got to go to the grocery store sometimes. We've got to go to the clothes store. Amen. We've got to take care of the things of this life.
life. Even but one man said, he who deliberately chooses to associate with evil. Amen. Hear me just a little while. Amen. He who deliberately chooses to associate with evil is in a relationship with Delilah, and she will save him. Hear me just a little while. It's one thing just to go, oh, you've got to. But it's another thing to join and say, hey, I want to be your friend. I want to be close to you. Hear me just a little while. That young man got to the city, and a man said, I'm an atheist. He said, I'm not raised that way. I'm raised in church. And one man said, if you hang around him long enough, he'll be changed too. Hear me, church. I'm trying to preach to us. Amen. That's right. I'm told Moses. Even if your brother, your mother, your son or daughter, or even your friend invites you, get away. Sever that relationship. Break it. Run. As fast as you can. Or they will corrupt. They'll defile. They'll shame. They'll take us down.
God said, don't spare them. I know, Brother Lord, we can't take a sword or a gun and go out there and kill everybody that's evil. That ain't what he's just saying. But we don't have to be buddy-buddy with them either. God said, don't spare them. God said, don't conceal them. Don't hide them. Don't put them on the back burner. Don't lead them on and say, hey, we'll just be friends from a distance. It don't work. Oh, feel the Holy Ghost. You can't be friends with them from a distance. You can't be friends with them close. Hear me just a little while. Even Jesus said, I didn't come even to bring together. He said, I came to divide. I came to set a man at variance with his wife. I came to set a family at variance with each other. Why? Well, the choice has got to be made. He said, what communion has fired with darkness? What fellowship has God with Delilah? Hear me just a little while. You'll either hold the one and let go of the other. If you hold, it'll pull. Hear me. He said, if they entice, if they pull you, if they talk to you, it's time to stop it. It's time to kill it. It's time to sever it. It's time to break it apart. Let's mind the Lord, church. He who deliberately chooses to associate with evil is in a relationship with Delilah. And she shaves everybody that's her friend. David in the psalm said, it wasn't my enemy. It said my friend. And it went a little further than that. He said, it wasn't my enemy that cut my heart. He said, it was my familiar friend. Hear me just a little while. Friendship is good. It's also very, very dangerous. Now, when we make friends with somebody, you're my friend. You're my friend. All of y'all my friend. Hear me. I'm not just saying that, you know, we may meet people in town, shake their hand, but I'll open up to you. I'll open up to you. Hear me just a little while. And when I'm open, there ain't no defense there. Hear me just a little while. Why have a defense when you're not talking to a foe? Why have a wall builder or have a thing there that a safety, a device is there? Amen. When
there ain't nothing to be afraid of. When there ain't nothing to have danger about. Hear me just a little while. And it's that way with friends. They may not mean it, but we got a real adversary. And he'll take that friendship. He'll work through that friend to turn hearts. He'll work through that friend to plant seeds. Hear me just a little while. Somebody said, whence cometh these tares? How did that get in our field? He said, why yourself? They would never sleep if they knew an adversary was around. It had to be some close. It had to be somebody they trusted. It had to be somebody that they confided in. But the tares were sold nonetheless. And if we make evil associations, there'll be tares sold. There'll be bitterness and different things planted in our hearts.
My wife or somebody get us a stone. I thought about getting Brother Kazee and some others to make a little court scene up here. Have the verdict read. We find him guilty. Guilty, guilty. And you look at why. What evil did he do? And the young man told what his problem was. It wasn't murder in his heart. It wasn't envy or jealousy or none of that stuff in his heart. But he said, bad company has been my ruin. Judge, don't you understand? He was saying, I'm not saying I'm not guilty. I'm not saying I don't regret what I've done. But Judge, I just want everybody in this court to know, if I hadn't made friends with who I made friends with, I wouldn't be sitting on the seat that I'm sitting. Hear me just a little while. It's very important. Do you see Zedekiah? I see a man that really deep down, he loved the Lord. For secretly, he just Jeremiah and his tears in his eyes. And he's saying, Jeremiah, I know what you're saying is right. But I'm afraid of the Israelis. I'm afraid they'll laugh me. And he even said, I'm afraid they'll mock me to shame. I'm afraid they'll make so much fun of me. And I look up to them and they look up to me. And Jeremiah, no doubt in his heart, no wonder he's a weeping prophet. And he's weeping and saying, Jeremiah, if you never would have gave them friendly glance. What preacher said, if somebody that evil gives you a friendly glance, he said, you stare at them. You give them a mad look. I don't want to offend them. It's better to offend them and lose your heart. Hear me just a little while. That's what God is saying. Don't make friends with that nation. Don't make friends with that nation. Don't make friends with them. You just stay with me. You stay with my people. And all stand with us if you would. I'm just trying to simply preach. Be careful. Be careful who you open yourself up. I feel the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, have your came a time in Abraham's life when God said, heed what Sarah says. Need let Hagar go. Need turn her loose. I don't believe it was Hagar was the big problem. It was that teenage boy. He wasn't a baby. He was a teenage boy. And it was his son. And God simply told Abraham, he's going to be a thorn to you. He's not raised like you are. He don't believe like you believe. Put him on the donkey, slap the donkey, let him go. But I love him. It's my boy. It's my friend. I ain't saying this to you.
The Lord said, or thy friend who is as thine own soul. It's got to be hard to part with your own soul. I feel the Holy Ghost. It's got to be hard to part with something that means more to you than any vehicle ever could. That means more to you than any natural thing ever could. But God is saying, if you doubt, son, it's going to be bad in the end result. Hear me just a little while. I wish I could tell us. Amen. Be careful who you make your friends. Hear me, young people. Be careful who you make good acquaintances with. Amen. Yes, you've got to have a job. Yes, you've got to do certain things. But you don't have to befriend them. One place the Bible talks about Samson. It said he sought an opportunity against the Philistines. How did he get that opportunity? He went down and shook hands with them. He went down and said, let's be friends. And when they made friends with him, they let down their defenses. And that's when he started slaughtering. That's when he started killing. And the Bible said, them that he made as his friend. Hear me just a little while. You may think they're good friends, but they'll start their slaughter after a while. All my wife's things. This altar's open. Would you like to come? Just ask the Lord, help us to be careful. Help us to be ever so careful who I reveal my tender part to. One scripture said, keep thy heart or guard thy heart with all diligence. Are out of it are the issues of life. And if you allow it to be open, he'll sow tares. He'll sow all kinds of things that will eventually pull us out of the Lord's hand. That's why it's very important who you take very careful who you open yourself up to. Would you come while my wife sings? Bad company. Dad, come. This altar's open. Sons are coming. Why don't you join us? Sweet Holy Ghost, deal with us. Would you let your conviction settle down among us right here today? Oh, I hope I've said something to help you. I hope I hadn't hurt you. I don't have desire in the least little bit. I want to help you. Amen. Be careful. Be wise. Amen. Be very vigilant about who you open your heart up to. Hear me just a little while. Oh, in the name of